10 gathered in the RTE Upfront studio last night for the first leaders' debate of election 2024. But in truth, for large chunks of the nearly 2.5 hours, it seemed like only three, Simon Harris, Micheál Martin and Mary Lou MacDonald, were the active participants in the room. Moderator Katie Hannan covered the wide range of issues that her name checked on the canvas, from housing and public spending to climate, health, cost of living, migration and the response to the war in Gaza. Our political correspondent Micheál Lehane, who watched every twist and turn of the lengthy exchanges, will give us his analysis shortly. But first, our reporter Ciarán Denis was watching and looks back now on some of the key moments of the debate.
The first question of the night was to Fine Gael Simon Harris about the controversy surrounding Senator John McGahan.
You refer to that incident at the heart of this controversy as a scuffle. Had you seen the video that many of us have now seen when you made those remarks?
No, I hadn't. And of course, if I had, Katie, I wouldn't have used that phrase at all.
But so you backed him without seeing the evidence?
I had backed him on the basis of what had happened in a court. And it is important to say this because there's been a lot of accusations thrown here today. If John McGahan had been criminally convicted in a court in this country, he would not be a candidate for my party. Not sure every other leader on this stage can say that about their own party.
The debate then moved on to who the leaders would and would not talk to after the election. Here's Ivana Bacic of Labour and Joan Collins of Right to Change.
The first thing I'm going to do is speak with centre-left parties, the Green Party and centre-left groupings that share our vision, that are serious about delivering change for communities. Because we need a common platform. The only way to deliver centre-left programmes...
I'm really struggling to figure out what you're saying here. Are you saying you will or you won't talk seriously to Sinn Féin?
We will only talk to the three biggest parties from that common platform because we want to see a position of strength going with critical mass of numbers to deliver the policies that will change things for our community.
I have no intention of propping up a Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael government. The people want to see the back of two parties who've brought us to this state where people are facing a crisis in housing.
The most fiery exchanges were between Fianna Fáil's Micheál Martin and Fine Gael's Simon Harris on one side and Sinn Féin's Mary Lou MacDonald on the other.
They opposed industrial strategy, which led to the multinationals coming here, and low corporation taxes. You opposed our constitution for the vast majority of that 100 years. And you murdered Gardaí and soldiers as well.
I think you can hear, just by the tone of those remarks from both Simon Harris and Micheál Martin, the politics of entitlement writ large.
No,
when we say that there has been a century of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael in government, not alone monopolising government, but for most of that century, monopolising the opposition benches as well. I am just astonished to hear Simon Harris talk about a savings fund for infants not yet born when we live in a country that there are 4,500 children who are homeless, where we live in a state where children in agony with scoliosis that you promised would not wait longer than 4 months wait and wait in agony, some of them to the extent that they became inoperable. I think this faux concern for the future of children needs to be called out.
Okay, let Simon Harris respond to that.
Wow. I mean, how dare you? How dare you accuse anyone of faux concern for children? I mean, who do you think you are that you have some sort of monopoly on compassion? You're shouting me
Nobody
down.
Has a monopoly on compassion. I agree with you. But here's the thing, you and Micheál Martin have had a monopoly on power.
You're saying that you'll only set aside 15 billion for the next number of years. You know there's already 16 billion set aside?
I'm aware of that,
so you're
yes.
only going to set aside 15 billion. So what are you going to do, Deputy MacDonald, if President Donald Trump decides to impose tariffs?
The least the public can expect is the publication of parties' manifestos.
Micheál, you'll see our manifesto tomorrow. No doubt you will look to borrow some of our ideas again.
Okay.
The facts are these. Yes, money needs to be set aside. But the big concern now is that we are living through a housing crisis, a cost of living crisis. There is an immediacy for intervention now.
Padraig Tobin of Aintu also addressed cost of living issues.
A lot of the government's promises are predicated on the belief that the citizens have no memory at all. OK, so the government talks about reducing VAT in hospitality. A few weeks ago, they were asked to reduce VAT in hospitality and they refused. We put two motions in front of the government in relation to means testing for carers. And twice you said no. In the last year, the government collected 3.8 billion euros in fuel tax. the highest fuel taxes in the history of the state, in the jaws of a cost of living crisis. And you've gave electricity credits, and the electricity credits that you're going to give will be wiped out by the PSO levy on one hand and the increase in carbon tax on the other. No. And you want to clap on the back in relation to that.
Climate was tackled too. Here's Richard Boyd Barrett of People Before Profit Solidarity.
The betrayal of the current government on climate change around the issue of data centres is absolutely shocking. It makes a mockery of the suggestion that we're trying to deal with climate change when we've led to the proliferation of these data centres sucking up vast amounts of energy to benefit a few multinational companies, and that is driving up the cost of energy costs for ordinary people. That's the reality.
They were also asked if they would support legislation to ban trade between Ireland and illegal Israeli settlements in Palestine. Keane O'Callaghan of the Social Democrats.
Yes, we will, and we'll support the Occupied Territories Bill that needs to pass as quickly as possible, and we need sanctions against Israel, and we really need a stop to any munitions travelling through Irish airspace that have been used to slaughter men, women and children in Gaza.
Immigration was also debated. Here is Roderick O'Gorman of the Green Party and Michael Collins of Independent Ireland.
When I became minister, I inherited a system for accommodating international protection applicants that wasn't fit for purpose, that was already broken. And I said that at the time. And just as I was about to set about reforming it, we were faced by two crises, the war in Ukraine and the flight of millions of people from that country and an increase in people seeking international protection.
Critics will say that you drew some of it on yourselves.
Absolutely.
By putting in pull factors.
By what?
By putting in pull factors.
What were the pull factors?
By the benefits that were offered to, say, Ukrainian arrivals.
We provided for the needs of 100,000 people who fled here, fleeing the first war we've seen on the European continent.
We have large influx of people coming into rural and small communities, and we've heard today that we have a planned approach. We don't. We have little or no proper consultation. I get calls on a regular basis from communities that are worried. They're not worried. They're not racist people. Ireland is not a racist country, and I hate to have that word being used. But people have concerns, and they're not being met. And in a situation where, you know, you have health clinics full, you have schools full, people see a large influx of people coming to a very small rural community, and they need answers, and they're not getting them.
Okay.
And it's a serious situation.
Now, that was the nearly 2.5 hour debate, edited there to 6.5 minutes by our reporter, Kieran Dineen.